effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for two more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business, and we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
DeCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DeCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DeCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DeCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DeCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Leading a crusade to expose government fraud, Alex Jones goes inside and behind the lines to reveal the suppression of the American people as only Alex can.
You know, in the Soviet Union and China, they would come in and take over churches. You had to be licensed. You had to be certified.
This church has been ordered to be closed at high noon. Are the federal marshals there yet? You haven't seen them. Where are they? They're supposed to be here at 30. High noon.
The Sovietization of America.
The Internal Revenue Service wants to control every church in America because they want the preachers to be silent and to lead their people into the new world order.
Turning the tables on the establishment 15. That wants to control you. Alex Jones, weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on Liberty Works Radio.
This is America with a K. Your rights will go soon, too, unless you stand with a strong voice and say no to the new world order.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed. to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Just how it goes. Welcome to the Travel World Radio Show this end of May. Welcome. This is Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford in studio. Special guest on the line. We just came back from a wonderful journey to the United Kingdom. We went to Britain and specifically the city of Manchester.
And Louise Latham is the media relations manager for Marketing Manchester, the city's convention and visitors bureau. She joins us now on the line direct from Manchester. Welcome to Travel World.
Thank you very much.
What a wonderful city. It was a great surprise to us because people, when we were saying we're going to Manchester, they said, oh, why would you want to go there? But hey, so much to see and do. It's such a museum city and, of course, a very compact and manageable downtown with some nice restaurants and shopping.
Absolutely. I mean, over the past 10 years, Manchester's totally regenerated itself into a fabulous city. And so people across the world, oh yeah, Manchester. And when they actually come and see us, they're so shocked by what they see there, obviously as yourselves were.
Well, that's especially true because one of my local friends here is actually originally from Liverpool, and I spoke with him, and he mentioned, now I realize there's this rivalry, Montreal, New York, Montreal, Toronto kind of thing, and it extends into football, which is, and I noticed that Manchester United won the FA Cup, so I'm pretty happy about that. But
they did
well, I follow it now. I've become a fan. At any rate, this gentleman was telling me that he says, Manchester, isn't that a little run down? And I said, no, it's changed. They've really done a big job in revitalizing the city. When we went there, Steve and I, we went with a fantastic service of BMI that cannot be stressed enough just how great that airline is.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was surprising to us in this day and age of airlines where you're lucky to get a soggy sandwich on a paper plate, how attentive and how great the service was and how great the food was. But when we got to Manchester, not only was the welcome terrific, it was very wonderful getting through customs and everything, got to the city and found out just how easy it is to walk around this downtown core. You know, it's, you have the Salford side, you have the Manchester side along the river, and we were staying at the Lowry Hotel. We crossed the little footbridge, which is really actually a very nice looking footbridge, and we walked everywhere. And this, now there's all kinds of museums, revitalization. You've got the Metrolink, which transports you from all sections of the city. So really, I found it a very clean and fun city to be in.
Yeah, I mean, I recently traveled on BMI the other way over to the States. We were very, very impressed with the service. But that's they've launched some new routes into Manchester. As you say, Manchester Airport, a wonderful airport to come through. We are truly international airport. I think we have about 175 destinations worldwide. But the thing about Manchester Airport is, although we're not trying to compete with London in any way, is the beauty of the fact that you can actually land, get off the plane and be in the city centre within about 30 minutes. Which is you know, wonderful. You could even then hop on a plane down to London and probably be in the city of London quicker than you could get through customs down there. And then, yes, our transport around the city centre is wonderful. We have the Metrolink. We have a free bus service. But most importantly is the fact that the city is really, really compact so that you can probably walk from one side to the other within about 40 minutes.
Well, of course, the museums in Manchester, they have so many free museums. Admission is free. And we went to the Imperial War Museum North, and we went to the Museum of Science and Technology. Boy, I mean, hours and hours can be spent just taking in all of the exhibits. Really, really well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we have about 50 free museums and galleries across Greater Manchester. The Imperial War Museum, the New Urbis Museum, the art gallery all came online in 2002 when we hosted the Commonwealth Games. The Imperial War Museum particularly is up on the regenerated quays. It's an amalgamation of the Salford Quays and Trafford Quays. So it's a waterside area and the architecture is just stunning of the Imperial War Museum.
It looks like a giant UFO. And the thing that struck Stephen and I when going to this particular place was that there was always a sign that said entrance with an arrow to the left, no matter where we went. So we walked around in a few circles trying to figure out where the entrance was. And we saw this one little staircase figure. No, it couldn't be exactly that. You know, E.T. is beckoning me into the museum. But we actually did find the front door at one point. So, but that's just us in the way,
It's designed by Daniel Liebskin, who's been commissioned to do the Twin Towers, the replacement for the Twin Towers in New York,
mm-hmm.
and it's supposed to represent a globe shattered by war.
Yeah, we noticed the inside, the interior is kind of disjointed, and that was to represent the disjointedness of war. But it was a very comprehensive museum in the way that it really took you in history and got you involved in the time, so you actually understood what was going on mm-hmm. from one area to the next. The interesting thing that I found out when we walk into, you see a Hawker Siddeley Harrier jet there. But mm-hmm. it's pointed down. And, of course, there's a few people that say, it's crashing. Put it the other way. But
you probably noticed as well there's relatively few exhibits within the actual museum. It's more based on interaction, and the idea is obviously not to provoke war or even... It's to not take a stance, it's to take a neutral stance, but to get people to think about the impact of war on daily lives across the world. So in that respect, it's very well done, I think.
It's expository. It's more of a, this is what was, rather than taking any editorial position on it. And absolutely. I was actually quite impressed when I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Further to that, that whole area where the War Museum is, in the Salford Quays area, has been so very beautifully redone, and it bears mention and underscoring of this, because Stephen and I, on our off day, we like having a day off where we can actually look back at something that caught our attention. Mm-hmm. When we went there, we thought, what a nice place. We purposely went back to the Salford Quays area. We even had something to eat at one of the local restaurants. But it was such a beautiful day out. And we said, you know, this could be virtually anywhere tropical. It just felt so nice.
Well, I'd like to say that the sun always shines in Manchester. Unfortunately not. It is actually today. It's a beautiful day here. But, recently we had the Great Manchester Run that people came from all across the world to take part in and to watch. And we were lucky enough to see it on the television and to have aerial views of the Salford Quays area. And it just looked absolutely magnificent now. From what it was some 10 years ago to what it is now, it's just a beautiful place that you could probably spend the whole day out in.
Well, we were impressed to see how they were just redoing it all, including the walking areas that you have. Not just that, you have the giant shopping and cinema complex, the Lowry.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's actually... You can walk between three Metrolink stops, believe it or not, that are just around that area.
Mm.
Anyway, it's well worth the visit. The Metrolink makes it very accessible. One thing that we did, we actually were joyriding the Metrolink. We took it from one end to the other, from Barrie to Altrincham. we went down to Eccles and straight into Piccadilly. So.
Right, wow. So
you
got to see
every station along the way, but it's also a good way to just sit back and see the passing scenery and also see some of the local people. And people were so friendly. People are talking to us on the Metrolink. I mean, you don't see that in North America. People all sit there and keep to themselves, but people were very friendly and outgoing. And I noticed that difference between in Manchester as compared to my trips to London or to York. So, of course, people can check all the information out. We're going to be talking today with different guests from Manchester. The website, www.destinationmanchester.com, with all the information on attractions and restaurants and accommodations, everything there is to see and do in Manchester, and flying there aboard BMI nonstop service from Toronto, Chicago, Washington, connections from across North America on Star Alliance carriers from every point served by Star Alliance in North America connects you to those BMI flights. Louise Latham from Marketing Manchester, thanks for joining us this morning. And as we continue our discussion of Manchester, a great destination, really enjoyed it. Travel World continues.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane. While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Back to sports probably means back to school, or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
You have taken my script and you're speaking it for me.
I'm thrilled with the concept and the program.
The Democrats are people who use social welfare programs to get rich, and that Republicans are people who use social welfare programs to get richer.
One network, many voices.
Are you ready for the truth?
If I understood him correctly, because the voters had rejected this on the local and state level.
You won't accept anything as long 30? As you have the rhetoric to give to them and let them swallow it.
Anyway, that's not my call.
America's new town forum.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm going to kick the lines open right now. Maybe you got a question you need answered.
It's just so great to imagine so many people out there and making contact with them.
Hello, am I in the air?
I find you fascinating.
Are you ready for the truth?
Please stay on the air.
Are you?
Rejoice. Your days of suffering are over.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford with you here today. We just came back from a great trip to Manchester, England, and had a fantastic time, learned how friendly and fun this city is. And we have a special guest online with us, Stephen.
Yes, Jonathan Schofield is a City of Manchester-appointed guide. He's one of the guides who takes out the Blue Badge guided walks and tours. There's a whole brochure here of 2004 guided walks and tours to get you into the downtown core and the areas and neighborhoods and learn all about Manchester. Welcome to Travel World, Jonathan.
Hello.
Glad you could join us this morning. And, of course, some great things to see and some really interesting tidbits and information that you can pick up on one of these guided walks and tours.
Of course, yeah. It's about learning the city intimately, finding out about it, getting in the places you would not normally go to.
I really enjoyed the walking tour that we had, particularly because of the inside information that you had on the different buildings and the different locations.
Yeah, well, it's always part of our training, I suppose. You know, we do a six-month training course, and then there's 4 days of examinations, so you have to sort of know the city. And then, of course, you spend years, 8 years since I passed my blue badge, which is the official guiding qualification you have to get in Great Britain. So it's been 8 years now, so, yeah, so I've picked up a lot more. You know, you have to be out on the ground as well in the pubs and the clubs and doing stuff, you know.
Well, I particularly enjoy that. You did write the book on Visit Manchester, a tour guide to Manchester, as well as being an author for City Life magazine.
Yeah, well, one comes from the other, really. You know, you get to know about the city and then people want you to, you know, you can only reach a certain amount of people, I suppose, when you're guiding, can't you? You got your up to 35 people for which you're insured, and then it's difficult beyond there. So what you do is you then, people say, well, will you write a guidebook to it, to the city and the northwest of England, for example, or will you write regularly about food and drink in Manchester? So, hey, that's not a bad little job to write about food and drink. So I said yes, but it all comes from the guiding.
I really enjoyed it, particularly some of the inside information. Now, we visited castles, cathedrals, and other places that we've gone to, but you had a particularly interesting view on the Manchester Cathedral that we went there. Of course, you mentioned that people 500 years ago, they did have a sense of humor.
Yeah, well, of course they do. I mean, well, I think it's a funny thing, isn't it? I think you see black and white photographs, so you see old prints before photography came along, and you think, oh, life must have been endlessly and relentlessly miserable, which is nonsense when you think about it, because the human spirit will always seek out humour, and often, I think, part of the reason why we have such a strong sense of humour in the north of England is the fact that in the early industrial times and later, there's been some really tough times where people have been having bad work conditions and stuff like that, and what you do is you just laugh at it, you make fun of it all the time. And so it's no surprise, really, to go back to medieval times and see people carving jokes on, beautifully carved jokes, in a religious building about satires about doctors and lawyers and about how, you know, how they might cheat you and trick you. So it's no surprise to me that, you know, it's just that if you go in a pub now or a bar or anywhere, you'll have a laugh with somebody normally, and that's just reflected down the ages.
Which is interesting. It's a picture of life virtually at any time. One other thing that we noticed from that is that, you know, life generally doesn't change. People tend to act the same regardless when you're living. And that was true at that time, too, with the little carvings of this is what the lawyer was like. And yeah. Even
well, the fox, weren't there? There were foxes because the nickname for a lawyer was a fox. Yeah, of course it is. I mean, I think it's a conceit, maybe. It's a pride of our times where we think perhaps that we're special, unique, different. I think the individuals always remain the same. I think maybe systems of government, technology progresses, but essentially at heart, the human spirit remains generous and open, and then it can be obviously perverted to something different.
Sure.
But, I mean, I think that comes through in the carvings as well, which are full of warmth, humor, and just life, vibrancy.
Well, this is what I like about it particularly. I mean, visiting any city, what we try to get is a flavor of what the people are like, what life is like in that particular area. I mean, it's a particular characteristic of watching teenagers, for instance, to see them say, well, life began maybe 5 years ago, and that's it. Everything else is the olden days. And so, you know, for a guy like me, I'll take particular delight watching these skateboarders without helmets injure themselves.
Yeah. Well, they live in a void, don't they, well, everybody does when you're a teenager. As you just said, the whole world began just when you became a teenager.
Exactly.
Nothing exists beyond it apart from silly old people. So, yes, it's interesting. Although that particular place you're referring to, which is Cathedral Gardens, is a bit of a legend in Manchester for the moshers, as we call them, for the people who dress in baggy clothes and black with their chains and things and their skateboards. It seems to just, by its own spirit, nobody knows, I don't think anybody organises it, it just seems to have become the central zone where they all gather on a Saturday and try and out-baggy each other.
But it's fun. It's like a picture of life. I mean, we notice just how full of life everybody is, because while we took our time to walk through the city, we're actually people watching. We see what people do and how they're acting.
It's a very vibrant downtown core. You go to some cities and there's not much going on downtown, but downtown Manchester, is alive.
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, I think this is the way cities have got to be. We've been through a phase now where we had the, and they're still surviving and they're doing very well, but, you know, the out-of-town shopping mall, where you got these big shopping malls, you know, 5 miles outside the city centre, 10 miles outside the city centre, and all they do is suck car traffic to them, and people get out and they wander through these controlled environments. I mean, we don't have such a hostile environment. It can be a bit wet, it must be said, but we don't have such a hostile environment outside for that to really deter people all year round. We rarely get very cold, we rarely get very warm, it's somewhere in the middle. So I think for cities, modern cities, to compete with other cities, certainly in a European context, then you have to have a vibrant downtown, vibrant city centre. Otherwise, it compares unfavourably with other European destinations. So we really have to have that, and I think people are rediscovering that. I mean, we've always had it to a certain extent, but it's got better in the last 5 or 10 years as more people have moved in and there's been more investment. So I love the what people watching thing. I mean, it's great. I mean, just to sit in a coffee shop or a pub or something and watch people go by is good fun. But yeah, we need to make sure that our city centres are very, very, very attractive to investors. Otherwise, people will go to shopping malls, and to me, a shopping mall is an absolute dead zone. I hate them. Hate them.
And a shopping mall in one city is like the shopping mall in the other city, owned by the same real estate investment trust with the same 150 chain stores.
Exactly. What's the point? Why does anybody go? It's beyond me. It's beyond me when you live here, never mind when you're on holiday. But, you know, it really are just bloodless, anemic, dreary places which have got control. The worst thing I find, because I really don't like controlled environments, maybe that's just a little personal thing. You know, I quite like feeling the heat and the cold on my back, and when it's just recycled bad breath, I'm not keen on it.
Well, that's exactly what we mean by the character of a particular city. You can go to... Well, like you said, as we were enjoying the local food culture by eating where we did. Oh, good Lord. Some things just can't be taken out of us. But still, we still took the time to go through the city core, because that at least is the character of the city. It comes out. You see the people and, you know, have some interesting conversation with some passersby.
Did you understand them?
Oh, yes.
Well, there was this girl from Leeds, and I understood maybe 20% of what she was telling me.
Ah, that's because she's from Leeds. No, actually, Leeds is quite a clear accent. You should have tried Newcastle or Glasgow. Wow, that would get you, I tell you. Oof.
And that whole
5%.
And that whole fun is captured on some of the walks that you personally lead that, you know, center on, like, pub walks. And,
yeah.
You know, and you do one just before Christmas. Big, fun Christmas pub walk.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is about the pub walks is the essence of guided tours. I mean, people forget this sometimes and baffle people with endless statistics about how many bricks were taken to build that particular building. And you know, it's got lots of nice little wooden architraves. Well, great. You know, if people want that level of specialist detail, I'll supply it. But on the whole, people want people stories.
Yeah.
And the people stories that come, obviously, because they're an extreme often of people's characters, are good pub stories, because it's people being a bit silly when they've had a couple of pints, which a lot of people can associate with. So it's better to talk about individuals that have lived in a city, I think, whilst impressing people with the architecture that you wander past. But rather than focusing exclusively on the architecture, you pick up the human stories, which goes right back to what we were saying about in the cathedral, where you've got the old wood carvings of satire and characters within the city 550 years ago. Obviously, they were interested in the people stories as well back then, so that doesn't change either.
That's the nice thing about it all. It doesn't change. So year after year goes by, and that's what people want to hear, is people stories. And this is the essence of even our program as well. One thing we particularly enjoyed when we went to the Joseph Holt pub, was it?
Well, we
enjoyed the place because we also learned from you one of the particular customs as far as ordering in a British pub, which we didn't know because we're used to getting a place sitting down being waited on. And as it is, you go and you place your order and they'll come and bring it to you.
Yeah. I mean, I can't give you one model and say that is the way it's done in every pub. It does vary from pub to pub, but often that is the way. I mean, there's a distinction. There's bars and restaurants where it's the classic formal sit down at a table and the waiter comes over. And then pubs often are you order at the service hatch, and then they bring it over afterwards. It's just the pubs being lazy, you know, they can't be bothered doing it themselves. No, it's not really that, but it's you know, it's different. It's just a different tradition. For example, the classic thing of, like, you order your drinks from the bar, you know, you go straight to the bar, which a lot of continental people don't really understand in Europe, because they would sit down and still get the drinks brought to them, and their order taken that way. And these things just come through a process of history, the way the public house developed. I mean, the pub is short for public house. And if you didn't, and many of those were just beer shops, so basically they just sold beer, they didn't have a liquor license. And there would literally be a house that is public. So you would be in somebody's living room that put open a hatch in one corner where they had flagons of ale coming out and where they had bits of snacks and sandwiches and stuff. So you would literally go into the hatch. So that's just a reflection, the service you had of having to go and to a place to order and then the food came out to you, of what's been happening in the public house there for 200 years.
Jonathan,
you know, everything's there for a reason, I suppose, is the message, isn't it?
I hate to interrupt you, Jonathan, but we've got to let you go. We're into the break. And this is the Travel World Radio Show, Across America via Satellite.
Thanks.
Across America via Satellite.
Something the banshee.
What the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jetsetter. Jetsetter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sport Sac, Birdling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jetsetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jetsetter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jetsetter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
News, information, and entertainment, 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Raise a little hell, raise a little hell, raise a little hell. Raise a little hell, raise a little hell, raise a little hell.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Once again, following our trip to Manchester, England, where we had a fantastic time, enjoyed it. And one of the unexpected highlights of my trip, Steve, that I really loved was our trip to the football stadium, as in soccer stadium, of the Manchester United Football Club. And on the line with us is a special guest.
Yes, Mike Maxfield is the museum manager of the Manchester United Football Club Museum Hall of Fame at the Old Trafford Stadium, a must-see for any visitor to Manchester. Welcome to Travel World, Mike.
Yeah, good afternoon. Well, good afternoon our time, anyway.
Well, it's afternoon somewhere in the world and morning somewhere in the world, so you're always correct, right?
Yeah, it can't be bad.
It's like my clock that doesn't work. It's correct twice a day. But we particularly enjoyed our visit to the Manchester United Football Stadium. What particularly impressed me was the fact that it's almost a 70,000-seat stadium, and you fill it up every single game.
Yeah, and we're turning many thousands of supporters away for each game as well. So we are looking at the possibility of increasing the size of the stadium. We're doing some preparatory work for that in the next few weeks whilst we talk to the local authority and to the board of directors and our financial people about putting the money together to increase the stadium. We're looking to increase it from 67,000 to about 73,000-74,000.
This is phenomenal because we live in a day and age here where Montreal's baseball club can't draw more than 3,000 people, or you know, a hockey game is considered successful when 20,000 people show up.
Yeah, I think the success that the team has had since about 1990, I mean, we've pretty well won a trophy most seasons since then, has obviously contributed towards that. I mean, if you have a long run of success, I guess more people want to come and watch you.
Well, that's very, very true. Fielding a good team is the beginning, but what I think really makes the difference is also the way Manchester United has managed the whole thing by being media-friendly, by being people-friendly. You have tours of the stadium, you have a museum, which I thought was very, very interesting and well done.
And yeah, I think what we tried to do back in, the mid-80s, We were doing, again, some rebuilding work. We always seem to be doing rebuilding work. I don't know whether it will ever stop, really. But we had a space under the stadium where we thought, well, it would be a good idea to put out all the memorabilia and items that the club have relating to its history on display so supporters could see them. And at that time, we just did a few tours a day. And then back in 1996, it was decided that we were getting too big. By that time, we were doing about 180,000 visitors a year. So we built the museum that opened in April 1998, which Pelé came across to open for us. Wow. And we've just gone on and got bigger and better since then. I mean, in the 1999 season where we had the treble win, we had something like 274,000 visitors that year. And now we're averaging around about 230,000 visitors and hopefully increasing all the time.
This is something that's quite a phenomenon, not just because of the quality of the team, but also the friendliness of the people as we're taking the tour. We were lucky enough to have Tony Dawson give our tour, which we particularly enjoyed.
Well, Tony's been doing it for a few years now. We try very hard. I mean, I'm sure you're doing it over there in the States. So, you know, when you've got people coming around, you want them to feel welcome. And our biggest advertising, we don't spend a fantastic amount on advertising because our biggest advert for us is word of mouth, where people go home, tell the friends and the neighbours and the families about the good time they had, and that speaks volumes for what we try to do. But on busy days, as we will get in the next few weeks as we get school holidays, we'll be doing 42 tours a day. Which there's no soccer club, but certainly in England, and I guess in Europe as well, that would do anything like the number of tours that we're doing.
Well, they leave almost every, 10 minutes or 15
about
minutes?
About 10 minutes, yeah.
And you know, we move along at a fairly good clip, but just seeing the facilities that are there, I mean, we're talking about, you know, an organization that is serious about its supporters and about the media itself, which I thought was very impressive.
Yeah, I think the big thing for supporters is, you know, over the years, people have changed their habits. I mean, 30, 40, 50 years ago, you'd be quite happy to stand at a stadium. You wouldn't be expecting fantastic facilities by the way of catering or toilets and that kind of thing. But nowadays, people expect so much more. So that's why the major stadiums are all seater. Certainly, they are very clean. I mean, our stadium takes about 2 to 3 days after a match to clean it properly. But just to give you an example, you probably remember this from the tour. On the day of a match, once the kickoff has started and the first half of the match is underway, we will have a team of people cleaning the stadium concourses so that when you come down to those concourses, to the kiosk for food or to the toilet areas at half time, there is no litter, there is no dirt, it has been cleaned. The same thing will happen in the second half, so that when you leave the stadium at the end of the match, you will go out in a clean environment. And we think that is tremendously important.
We also were impressed by it all, too. The sense of humor was fine, too, because you're renovating a certain section of seats. Of course, the cushions are all torn off of it, and Tony pointed out that's where the lead supporter were just.
Well, yeah, we always have a good banter. I mean, Manchester United is a team that gets people coming to look at our stadium who support other teams as well. And we always enjoy good banter with them, no matter whether they're Arsenal fans, Liverpool, Leeds, or wherever. They are soccer followers, and we like to see them here.
Well, that's the thing that was very, very important to know. And, of course, I've become a fan of Manchester United just by visiting the place. I got myself a scarf and some memorabilia, in addition to the fact that I'm proud to say that Manchester United has won the FA Cup.
So. Yeah, we're delighted by that, and it's actually on display in the museum at the moment. So it's nice to have it back. It's about 5 seasons since it's been here, so it's good to have that on display. I mean, it's always important that the teams at the top level, just as much as the teams in your country, are always expected to win a trophy a season, and it's always important to try and achieve that. And you know, the expectations are there from our supporters, and it's nice when we can fulfil that for them.
Well, it's very nice to see the actual performance too. It's a very exciting game.
Probably it's been a bit disappointing, I guess, this season, because you know, the expectation was there that we would retain the Premier League, we would do well in Europe. But we have brought quite a number of new players in who some have taken a bit longer than others to get themselves adjusted. It is a big step up to a club like Manchester United. There's a lot of pressure on you, a lot of media activity and so on. Some have done particularly well. I mean, Tim Howard has settled in as if he was born for it. I mean, he's put some tremendous performances in this season, and he can only get better. People like Cristiano Ronaldo took a little while to settle in. The guy's only 19, but his performance last Saturday was superb, and many of us thought that the England manager selected the wrong man of the match, that they should have been him.
Well, for sure, there's going to be some disagreements on that. But one of the other things which is very interesting to point out, and there's two that are particularly relevant to the States, so people who are celebrity watchers, Manchester United is the home team of David Beckham, who is married to Posh Spice.
So. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Obviously, he's left now to go to Real Madrid, but yeah, he had some good seasons for us, and I think we certainly helped his career along. I mean, when he was a young player for us, we actually put him out on loan for a season to Preston in a lower division to sort of build up his stamina
sure.
and his understanding of the game. And he came back a much better player for that. And you know, we tend to do that with some of our younger players. But no, he's part of a group of players that came in and in the mid-90s and did particularly well for us. And unfortunately, sometimes in football, it is time to move on and to bring fresh faces in to sort of rejuvenate the team, and it was time for him to go and to make way for some others. And he's given up his number 7 shirt to Cristiano, and I'm sure he's going to be equally successful, if not more so.
Well, definitely. But the other thing which is of keen interest to the American audience is that Manchester United is coming to visit the United States. They're coming for a tour. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, not a great deal, because I think you know, it's going to be widely advertised over there, other than that it was so successful last year and that the manager and the team enjoyed it so much. I think the players found there weren't quite some of the pressures that they've had when, for example, when they've been to the Far East, probably because of David Beckham, they just got so overwhelmed and so mobbed by supporters out there. It was nice to find it a bit more relaxing in the States last year. Having said that, I guess this next time round, because of the success of last year, it probably will be a bit more difficult, and they probably will be more recognised now than they were so last time around.
Well, definitely. You're coming to New York, Chicago,
yep, that's right.
And Washington. What's the other city?
We could do Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
I remember, right? I mean, I have to admit, I'm not well versed on that because, unfortunately, I don't get on these trips. I have to stay behind.
You have to stay home.
if I had my way, you'd
So they're doing the playing in the Giant Stadium.
That's in New York, yep.
Yep, and we're playing in Bayern Munich in Philadelphia. So that's we've got three matches. We've got Chicago as well.
That's it.
We've got Chicago, Philadelphia, New York.
I wish you'd come.
We're playing Bayern Munich, Celtic, and AC Milan.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Travel World Radio Show. It was great having you with us.
Yeah, it was nice to speak to you too, and good luck with the program. And if your visitors, any visitors from the States coming across, do come and see us. We're open 7 days a week, and we'd love to see you.
Thanks for joining us. This is the Travel World Radio Show. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve. Me,
stay listening. Liberty
Works Radio. Great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Roby generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspect stole a Roby generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Distant lands,
from the Past, our original theme song. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem and Steve. And we got special guest Amy Boitinsky online from Hotwire. We want to just give out
a couple of web addresses here from the guests who were on before. First of all, the Blue Badge Guided Walks and Tours of Manchester. There's around 40 different walks that take place various days and times throughout the year. Jonathan Schofield and staff of accredited Blue Badge Guides, around 15 of people. And you can get that information at www.destinationmanchester.com. The walks are very reasonably priced at £4. And also Manchester United, they have their own travel division that puts together some packages with hotel and game tickets. So it's hard to find game tickets. Available through www.manutd.com. Manchester United packages. The season is over now, but that starts again in the end of August for the 2004-2005 season.
And I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Manchester United. And Amy Boitinsky joined us along today. Amy, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So, what have you got for us today?
Well, we're right upon the summer travel season, Memorial Day weekend here in the U.S., and everyone is starting to plan their summer trips. We're getting a lot of questions about what the season's going to be like. It's going to be pretty different this year, though. It's an interesting summer travel season, and then all of a sudden, there's been a lot of pent-up demand, and everyone's booking their trips. We're seeing really increased booking, increased travel. It's supposed to be one of the busiest summer travel seasons in the U.S. in about 5 years.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, in the last few years, people have been kind of holding back on travel with the with events of the world lately, but, you know, you can't hold down people too long. You can say, all right, stay in for a little while, but people really want to get out and see things. And this is what we're seeing this year.
Absolutely. You know, I think there were a lot of people who said, well, let's hold back on the big vacation. All of a sudden this year, though, everyone's saying, you know what, it's time. We got to go. Whether gas prices aren't holding people back and airline prices aren't holding people back. So what we're starting to see also is kind of the basic law of supply and demand. More people are coming back, airfare prices are going up, and it's also, for the most part, a more expensive summer than we've seen in a couple years. So a lot of these last-minute sales are fewer and far between. You really need to know some strategies to find the best.
How can people still save? I mean, are they, you know, they got to see sort of sticker shock and say, no, we don't want to do it, but hey, they can still save out there.
Yes, they can. There's a couple of things, a couple of tips here. First of all, travel early and late, meaning if you can be flexible about when you go on your summer trip, the best prices come before June 15th. We see a pretty significant rise in prices for trips that leave after June 15th. So if you can travel soon in the next several weeks, you're going to find some really great deals. And then travel after Labor Day, they dip way down again. Now, if you need to go during the peak summer travel season, you have your kids, they're out of school, that sort of thing, there still are some things you can do. First of all, when you fly, leaving and returning on a Tuesday or Wednesday is usually much more affordable. Prices are the cheapest those days of the week. Also, you want to avoid the major holidays. So instead of traveling the weekend in the U.S. of July 4th, travel the weekend before or the weekend after when demand is down and prices are down quite a bit, too.
So some good ideas there. Now, also, people can go to alternate airports. Some people may only live 30, 40, 50 miles from another city, and if Airport A is a big hub for somebody, the prices may be high, go 50 miles away, an hour drive, and some good prices might be had there.
Absolutely. It also falls under the flexibility theme. The more flexible you are, the more you can save on travel. So, you know, if you're flexible and can drive that extra 45 minutes to that alternate airport, a lot of times it can be cheaper. So when you go online, when you use a site like Hotwire or any of the other ones out there, check all these options. So play around with the dates a little bit. Play around with the airports. Even if you're flexible on destination, playing around with the destination can help too. For example, one of the most affordable places to go in the summertime is actually the Caribbean. It's the off-season. Most people go in the wintertime. Very, very affordable, but there are certain islands that tend to be more expensive than others. So just feel like going to the Caribbean or going to the Bahamas. Check around a couple different islands because you really can find a significant difference in price.
We see things like that, particularly topical with this particular show, because we were featuring Manchester United, UK, and that is now starting to bill itself as an alternate airport for getting to England itself, with London being with all this congestion and high prices, and BMI now expanding its service into the United States. With that, you can actually use Manchester as your gateway to the UK. So it's worthwhile to seek alternate destinations nearby, alternate ways, and flexible dates and times, and you'll find yourself with some amazing deals.
Absolutely.
And also, cruising can be an option for people as well. Get all the pricing in together and not have to worry about all the different components.
Right. Two great ideas for people looking to save money: your cruises and packages. Both of these very, very affordable. You can, a lot of times when you book a package, you can save a lot more. Sites, online travel sites, can bundle it all together, take a lower margin, meaning the total price is going to be less. And for families and people on a budget, it's just a lot more affordable for to pay for everything up front. You know what you've paid. You have your budget, and you can stick to it. And cruising's the same way. It's all-inclusive. You pay for it all up front. You can cruise today. Actually, this time of year in the off-season, you can cruise all-inclusive for about $70 a night. It's a very, very affordable deal. And the Caribbean is the really affordable place to go on a cruise right now. So definitely very good deals.
And when you're planning, you should also look to try to know all your costs up ahead. There's always these hidden costs that sometimes people come back and say, "How? What did I have to pay that for and that for and that for?" So try to know them up front too.
Exactly. A very good example of that is when you're renting a car. You know, sometimes you'll see this great $19.99 a day rate. Once the taxes and fees and locality and airport and port fees and all of that are added up, you add the insurance, all of a sudden this $19.99 a day rate is something like $50 a day. And you say, how did it get to that? So a very good tip there. When you're renting a car, when you're on an online travel site, make sure you know the total price up front. Some sites show it, some sites don't. Hotwire is one of the sites that does. You see the total rate, that's what you're going to pay, and you pay for it in advance. So again, you don't get to the counter, have this surprise of this rate you weren't ready for. That's something you definitely want to look for this summer.
It's very important that you get that bottom line price, because very often it will be misleading.
Right, absolutely. So again, whether it's a hotel room, whether it's an airline ticket, a package, whatnot, you always want to make sure you know the full price, and the full price before you go. Because the worst thing is when you're on vacation, you're having a great time, you go to the hotel counter, and all of a sudden you're paying a lot more. It really can ruin a vacation. So the little details like that definitely help everything to go more smoothly.
Other things that are very important to check is the services available in your hotel, particularly telephone and internet, because you can save yourself additional baggage fees. We recently stayed at the St. Johnsbury Comfort Inn and Suites, and learned there that, yeah, they have free high-speed internet in each room, but they also have a terminal that you can use. Now, this can save an air traveler from bringing in lugging their own laptop when all they want to do is check their email. So it makes a big difference.
Absolutely. And you bring up a good point there, too, in that some have the free access, but some don't. And it can really add up if you're not looking at the bottom line. I stayed in a hotel recently where it was something like $20 a day. After 3 days of using my computer on a business trip in my room, that gets pretty expensive. So the great hotel rate you score can be completely nullified sometimes by all the little extras you don't think about, taking a Coke out of the minibar and using the phone for long-distance calls and all of that. So you definitely want to keep an eye on that.
Lots of tips from Amy Boatinsky, consumer travel expert with discount travel site Hotwire.com, as we enter the peak travel season. Summertime is pretty much upon us. Are people planning for summertime? Really, from the end of May through the end of September, the summertime peak travel season. But be flexible on your dates, be flexible on your airports, get the information all in advance, and be all prepared so no surprises, and you can enjoy your summertime travel experience. Amy Boatinsky, as always, glad to have you this morning on Travel World.
Thanks for having me.
And we continue next week. Hey, more summertime travels coming up for us. Nice local trips on our agenda. Cape Cod, Massachusetts, Lake George, New York, Lanaudière region, and the haunted cabins of Bellows Falls, Vermont. Hey, memories of trips past, trips present, and future memories that we're going to be building. But hey, those are some of the happiest times, going to some of these places that we're going to be visiting this summer. So hopefully we'll add some more memories to our great travel experiences. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus. Join us again.
South Carolina. WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada. And other stations throughout America.